matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Leonard, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing good, man. We wish circumstances were a little bit better. We're happy you're here, though. Now, you're probably going to need to clarify things a bit. We were over here thinking we read y'all moved in together, you and Catherine.
No, that's yeah, that's true. I mean, she's moving in with me right now, or at least she's supposed to be. That's basically the deal. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I know we don't really have strict rules on this segment or anything, but how long have you two been together to be moving in?
It's been a few months. I know most people will think that's kind of fast, I guess, but for me, it's definitely got its pros and cons.
Hopefully, you know. More pros than
My
cons.
My God, I hope so.
Well, in a sense, yes. I mean, me and her, you know, we're great. We just kind of hit it off almost immediately, and I mean immediately. We've pretty much been spending all of our time together anyway since we met. But on the other hand, this roommate she's had for years, she's been living with since, you know, they came up from El Paso, and she decided to kick Catherine out.
Ooh.
So this girl wanted her boyfriend to move in. And as they say, you know, three's a crowd.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, okay. I don't want to say she was, you know, she was totally in a bind, but there was definitely pressure of a sort for her to, you know, act on stuff. And so not to sound like that guy, but almost rescue her kind of in a way.
Oh,
but I don't know. I just thought I was helping, but that's all been really stressful for her and me, really.
Well, you mean the moving in together? Like Were you surprised by that? Or?
Well, I mean, a little bit, yeah. And again, it's just that, you know, she was always at my place anyway. I mean, nothing against her and her roommate or anything, but my place is way nicer and more kind of adult. You know, it's also more private, which I like. But I guess I was kind of thinking of her moving in would just be an extension of her always being around. Only now, with more of her stuff, you know, in my drawers. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. But that's not been your experience here. Is that right, Leo?
Well, honestly, it's been, you know, kind of the exact opposite for me. I mean, everything is it's a lot harder now, you know? We're definitely fighting more, and it's weird. It's just, you know, my schedule just changed at work kind of dramatically. So now I'm working really early mornings, and she's more of the afternoons, evenings type. And, you know, we live together, but suddenly we aren't spending as much time together. And like I said, it's not what I was expecting
right.
at all.
I hate to ask, have y'all tried talking about it? Just because, like, a lot of these second date updates can be resolved with a conversation or two, man. And it's got to be weird for you both. And she's
somewhere totally new.
Yes.
Yeah, and she might feel like it wasn't exactly her choice.
Right.
And then you didn't have a roommate, and suddenly, you know, you've got to adjust to not being able to get away from this person.
Right. You can't just leave without telling her where you're going to go and when you're going to be back, because that's, you know, you can't just duck out when things are getting hairy, because that's bad.
Yeah, that about sums it all up. Mm-hmm. You know, I've asked some friends about it. And they all said sometimes it can get better. And when everything settles and like after we get used to each other's routines and habits and everything, you know, and I just guess I'm waiting for that. I don't want to talk to her and make it sound like he's making me miserable or anything, you know, because at this point I don't really know what she'd do.
Right.
Honestly.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So where do we come into any of the, like, what are you trying to accomplish today?
Look, like I said, I know I should just give it some time, and I will, and I fully intend on doing that. But currently, he's just not exactly speaking to me,
Whoa.
And it's awkward as hell to live in that situation. I mean, I feel like I'm walking on eggshells, and I don't know what I did or said or didn't do or say. And you know, I know I'm really stretching y'all's generosity here, but yeah, I'm just hoping you can help.
Well, look, like we said, don't worry about that last part. We really tried to be flexible with these, and we will.
Oh, yeah. No, I get it. And if we could just figure out what's going on with her mind right now and soothe that with a bomb night out or something, and
right.
I just think that'll be really helpful here. I mean, maybe we need to just get out of the house and just, you know, do something together, something other than unpacking boxes and arguing about which drawer makes most sense for the measuring cups or something. You know,
that's an maybe this will
help. Hopefully, it'll help.
It's important.
It is. We'll give it our best, bud.
Why not? Yeah.
Okay, man.
And we're going to get Catherine lined up. We'll talk to her next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Leonard and Catherine move fast.
Real fast.
They've not been dating long, but they are moving in together.
Yes.
They sort of live together. They're adjusting, and that's hard when you don't really know someone.
Already not on speaking terms.
Yep.
Which is not great.
Why?
At all.
Why? He has no idea what he might have done.
Don't know.
It's a delicate situation, but let's get her on the phone, see if we can't convince her to go out, get out of the house, and go on this phenomenal date. I think we got her lined up. Catherine, hopefully?
Yeah. Who is this?
Hey, Catherine, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. How are you?
I'm good. What's this about?
So we're calling you today because we'd like to offer you a date night wherein you would get to pick, like, everywhere you go and everything you do, and it's all with Leonard, okay? That part is not flexible, so don't try anything cute.
Please don't.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
So we even pay for everything, okay? It's really just a chance for you to get out of your house together and breathe. We heard y'all were having kind of a rough go of things, but, you know, that won't last forever, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's really sweet, but, like, did he sign us up for this or what?
He did. Yeah, he told us that y'all just moved in together and he's worried things might have become a little too tense lately.
Yeah,
baby. Let's just do something fun or nice. Whatever you want. I know it's been really different lately.
How did you get he's on here too?
Well, yeah, I mean, we called him.
Called him.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that does sound great. I don't know if that's going to fix, like, all of our issues here. I really like Leonard. I do. I really like you. And I really like your house.
That's good.
There's just some things that I wish you'd have, like, changed before I moved in.
We can move things around however you want. If something is bothering you, you know, I want you to be comfortable.
Well, for starters, I guess I thought you would have bought a new mattress.
What is he just sleeping on a bad bed? Does he have a crack bed?
Oh,
a crack bed.
We hear about this a lot.
No. The setup is great. It's just, look, I'm not an idiot. I mean, I know it's been used.
Oh.
Used?
He got the mattress. Is this one of those hotel things again?
No. No. I not like used by him, you know, and like, not me.
Right.
I mean, I just think if you're going to have a girl move in, it's like the right thing to do. I thought obvious.
Is it? I've never heard of that before, like being a thing I should do. But
yeah, I mean, I don't want to sleep on the side of the bed where like someone else, you know, obviously someone from your past has been.
Right.
And I know there have been others, and I'm not like asking how many. I'm not saying there shouldn't have been others, but I just think that, like, I guess there's like a negative energy for me to be now lying in the bed where someone else, more than who knows how many else's have been.
I had not considered that, I guess. But are you sure? I mean, that's a Tempur-Pedic that, you know, I have now. It's not a cheap one, really.
No.
But I mean, the mattress can get, you know, they can get expensive sometimes. And I'm already a little strapped after buying that armoire you wanted, you know, and so.
Are you part of furniture?
Can we buy some nice sheets and a mattress protector, you know, and, you know, never think about it again?
Or, for the best.
What, a plastic wrap?
I don't know.
No, that's not going to work. I mean, it's not, like I said, it's not that I care that you've been with other people. I just didn't even think this was strange to talk about. I know it's not cheap and it's probably kind of a pain, but it feels important.
Is it, Catherine? I'm sorry. Do you think this is a common request?
Just getting a new mattress before a woman moves in, or I guess a man? Like, yeah. Would that be the same?
Yeah. I mean, I think if any of my friends were in this situation, they'd like already be demanding it.
Really?
And I've been, yeah, like hands down. And I've been pretty calm about it, but I mean, it bothers me. I'm really not trying to be unreasonable. I'm glad we're like talking about it, but I just don't think that a lot of women could sleep peacefully knowing that like their bed, you know, their home, their oasis is tainted by other people that have been there in the past. You don't want to know that like a bunch of enjoyed this incredible back support before you did, right? I mean, honestly.
That's not, well, okay. Guys, we're happy this, I think, is a date, right? Like, right?
Yes, it seems like a misunderstanding that could easily be worked through.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks to Katie with Verlo.
I was about to say,
hang on the line.
I will give you my pitch coming up in just a few minutes. Hang on.
I'll be right back with you.